Blog Talk Radio.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
We teach the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under His love, we're covering it, so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise Him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we're talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show.
Amen, amen. Shalom, shalom, everyone. Grace and peace in Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Amen, amen, amen. Grace amen. And peace in Jesus' name.
Grace and peace, bro.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Grace and peace, my sisters and brothers.
Grace and peace.
Father's merciful.
Amen.
Yes, he is. Well, hey, brother, let's get into this. Welcome. Yes, sir. Welcome to another episode of the Sounds of Living Waters. I'm Job Israel of the Commonwealth of Israel. And tonight is the Fellowship of the Spirit with your brother, Paul Mazalewski. And reading for him is his number one fan, number one armor bearer, Jeremy. I ain't even going to try to laugh him. But, man, Jeremy, little Jeremy, what's happening? Welcome back, Carter. Hey. Tonight's lesson is a bright, shining light. A bright, shining light. It says, now therefore, if you will indeed obey my voice indeed, and keep my covenant, then you shall be a peculiar treasure unto me above all people, for all the earth is mine. And ye shall be unto me a kingdom of priests and holy nation. These are the words which thou shalt speak unto the children of Israel. Bruh, I'm all in. And without further ado, let's turn this over to our brother Paul.
Thank you, Brother Job, and welcome, sisters and brothers, to the Sound of Living Waters radio show. As Brother Job says, tonight's precept is going to be a bright, shining light. But before we get into that, let's go ahead and open up in prayer. Heavenly Father, once again, we thank you for this opportunity to gather, and we thank you for bringing our hearts as one in your word and through your spirit. Father, we just ask, as always, that you keep your hedge about us, Lord, and that you give us what it is that you would have us see tonight, Father. We have eyes to hear, or eyes to see and ears to hear, and we ask that you open them, Father, and edify us at the very least. Father God, we thank you for these and all your blessings, and we thank you in the name of your beloved Son, Jesus. To all who hear my voice and agree, in Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen. All right.
Amen.
A bright shining light. Sisters and brothers, our light is supposed to shine, and it's supposed to shine in all things to the glory of our Heavenly Father. But what is that light? what is that bright light, and what does it mean for it to shine? And how do we let it shine? And who's supposed to let it shine? And who's the one that gave us the light, and who is the light? And what does the light represent? A lot of questions, sisters and brothers. And I am hopefully going to break this down in just a few scripture tonight, and we're going to answer these questions and a few more. So let's start this off in Exodus, the 12th chapter. Exodus, the 12th chapter. Exodus 12. And Brother Jeremy, if you'll start this lesson off, start us off in verse 33, brother. Exodus 12 and verse 33. Go ahead.
And the Egyptians were urgent upon the people that they might send them out of the land in haste. For they said, we be all dead men.
So this is about, this what we're picking it up here is, we're picking it up as Israel is about to be delivered out of Egyptian bondage. Go ahead, brother.
Verse 34. And the people took their dough before it was leavened, their kneading troughs being bound up in their clothes upon their soles, on their shoulders. And the children of Israel did according to the word of Moses, and they borrowed of the Egyptians jewels of silver and jewels of gold and raiment. And the Lord gave the people favor in the sight of the Egyptians, so that they lent unto them such things as they required. And they spoiled the Egyptians.
And they spoiled the Egyptians. In other words, the Lord had Israel take, like they went to war, the spoils out of Egypt. In other words, everything that was good that they can take with them, gold and silver and kneading troughs and everything that they needed to make bread and whatnot, the Lord had the Egyptians just give it to them. So it's like they spoiled the Egyptians. Like if you went into battle and you conquered a nation, to the victor goes the spoils. In other words, all their stuff is now your stuff. That's the same thing the Lord had go down here. Everything that the Egyptians had, they were just so glad to get rid of Israel and to have all these pestilences and all these different punishments that were put on Egypt. They were just glad to be out from under that, and they were just glad to see Israel go. Just go. Take everything with you. Take our gold. Take our silver. Take everything you need to cook and whatever. Take our animals. Just go. Leave us be in peace. Go ahead and continue, brother.
Verse 37.
Yes, sir.
And the children of Israel sojourned from Ramses in the Sukkoth, about 600,000 on foot that were men beside children.
So you had about 600,000 Israelite men, and then you had children. Go ahead.
And a mixed multitude went up also with them, and flocks and herds, even very much cattle.
And it was a mixed multitude that came up out of Egypt with them. In other words, there were some Egyptians that began to believe upon this mighty God. And when Israel left, they chose to go with Israel and to serve that mighty God. Let's go to Exodus, the 19th chapter. Just jump ahead a few chapters. Excuse me, Exodus 19. And brother, let's pick it up at verse 5. 19 and 5, go ahead.
Now therefore, if you will obey my voice indeed and keep my covenant, then ye shall be a peculiar treasure unto me above all people, for all the earth is mine.
But now this is the Lord, and he's making a promise. He's making a promise to Israel. If you will obey my voice indeed and keep my covenant, then you shall be a peculiar treasure unto me above all people, because all the people on the earth are mine. They're all mine. But you're going to be above all these people if you keep my covenant, keep my commandments. Go ahead, brother.
And ye shall be unto me a kingdom of priests and an holy nation. These are the words which thou shalt speak unto the children of Israel.
And the Lord told them that they would be a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. And these are the words that Moses was to speak unto the children of Israel and the mixed multitude that came out with them. Because it was never just for Israel. It was always about salvation for all of mankind. But the Lord brought Israel out. He was addressing the nation of Israel, and he's showing you with the physical what his spiritual is all about. Because it wasn't just for Israel. It was for anyone that wanted to serve him. But now, what is this light? A kingdom of priests and a holy nation, they must have had to have their light shine, because the Lord would have never gave them something different to do than he gave us to do. And he said, all in the law to let your light shine. Let's go see what this light is that was supposed to shine for the nation of Israel in the sight of all these nations. Let's go to Deuteronomy, the fourth chapter. Deuteronomy, the fourth chapter. And brother, let's pick this up in verse 5. Deuteronomy 4. Because the Lord said, if you take hold of my covenant and you keep my commandments, you're going to be a peculiar people above all people of the earth, because all the earth is mine, and you're going to be a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. Kingdom of priests, holy nation. That's an example. That's that light. But let's see what this light was. Deuteronomy 4, and pick it up in verse 5, brother. 4 and 5. Go ahead.
Behold, I have taught you statutes and judgments, even as the Lord my God commanded me, that you should do so in the land whither you go to possess them. Verse 6. Keep therefore and do them, for this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people.
Behold, I have taught you statutes and judgments, even as the Lord my God gave me commandments. Moses is telling Israel, remember, and that mixed multitude, what's good for Israel is good for the stranger. So that ye should do so in the land whether you go to possess it. Keep therefore and do them, because this is your wisdom in the sight of the other nation. The keeping of those commandments was the light for the nation of Israel to the other nations to draw them in. Go ahead and continue.
For what nation is there so great who hath God so nigh unto them, as the Lord our God is in all things that we call upon him for? And what nation is there so great that hath statutes and judgments so righteous as all this law which I set before you this day?
And this was supposed to be the light that the nation of Israel was supposed to shine bright, was the keeping of the commandments, the keeping of God's statutes and judgments and laws to draw the other nations in so that they would begin to serve him also. Go ahead, brother.
Verse 9. Only take heed to thyself and keep thy soul diligently, lest thou forget the things which thine eyes have seen, and lest they depart from thy heart all the days of thy life. But teach them thy sons and thy sons' sons.
And we're supposed to keep our soul diligently, because this wasn't just for Israel. This is the same thing for us today. And we're supposed to teach our children and our children's children. Let's go to Deuteronomy, the 18th chapter. Deuteronomy, the 18th chapter. Go ahead a few chapters. Deuteronomy 18. Deuteronomy 18. Let's see where we get these commandments, statutes, and judgments from. Deuteronomy 18, and brother, pick it up at verse 13. 18 and 13, go ahead.
Thou shalt be perfect with the Lord thy God.
So the Lord's telling Moses to tell Israel, you're going to be perfect before the Lord your God. Go ahead.
For these nations which thou shalt possess, hearken unto observers of time and unto diviners. But as for thee, the Lord thy God hath not suffered thee so to do.
So these nations, they're hearkening unto these diviners, and they're listening to all these people dealing with the dead and with witchcraft and all this other junk. But the Lord didn't tell you to do that, Israel. What the Lord is telling you to do is to walk perfect before him, to keep his commandments. Go ahead, brother.
Of thy brethren, like unto the Lord thy God will raise up unto thee a prophet from the midst of thee, of thy brethren, like unto me, unto him ye shall hearken.
And the Lord told Moses, he said, the Lord thy God will raise up unto thee a prophet from the midst of you, of the brethren, like unto me, unto him you will listen to. It's unto him that you're going to obey, that you're going to listen to. Let's go to Acts the third chapter. Acts 3. Well, I hope I get my voice back soon. It's been like this for a little while now, and it surely is grieving me. Acts 3, and brother, let's pick this up at verse 17. 3 and 17, go ahead.
And now, brethren, I wot that through ignorance ye did it, as did also your rulers.
Uh-huh.
But those things which God before had showed by the mouth of all his prophets that Christ should suffer if he hath so fulfilled.
So now Peter's just breaking things down. The disciples are just running down the gospel like they always do, and they're just bringing Christ Jesus. Go ahead, brother.
Repent ye, therefore, and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord.
And he says, you need to repent, therefore, and be converted, that your sins will be blotted out. Go ahead.
And he shall send Jesus Christ, which before was preached unto you, whom the heaven must receive until the times of restitution of all things, which God hath spoken by the mouth of all his holy prophets since the world began.
And Jesus had to be accepted back into heavens, and he's going to sit there until it's his time to return and set up his kingdom. Peter's just breaking down the gospel to him. Go ahead, brother.
Verse 20. And he shall send Jesus Christ, which before was...
Verse 22.
For Moses truly said unto the fathers, a prophet shall the Lord your God raise up unto you of your brethren, like unto me. Him shall ye hear in all things whatsoever he shall say unto you.
And here he is, he's just preaching Jesus. Go ahead, brother.
And it shall come to pass that every soul which will not hear that prophet shall be destroyed from among the people.
And it shall come to pass that every soul which will not hear that prophet shall be destroyed from among the people. Talking about Messiah. Talking about Christ Jesus. Let's go to John, the first chapter. Gospel of John, the first chapter. John 1, see if we can get a little bit of understanding about this light. John 1, and let's pick it up at verse 1, brother. 1 and 1, go ahead.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. You go to the first chapter in Genesis, the first couple of verses, it confirms this. Go ahead and continue, brother.
Verse 2. The same was in the beginning with God.
And that's what it confirms, that this one known as the Word was in the beginning with God. Go ahead.
All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made.
And all things were made by the one known as the Word that was with God and was God. And without this one known as the Word was not anything made that was made. There's a lot of places we can go. I'm going to take a sidestep here real quick. Let's go to Isaiah, the 17th chapter. We're coming right back here. Isaiah 17. And we're coming right back here, sisters and brothers. Isaiah 17 and one verse, brother. 17 and one verse, verse 7. 17 and 7. Go ahead.
At that day shall a man look to his maker, and his eyes shall have respect to the Holy One of Israel.
At that day shall a man look to his maker, this one that's known as the Word, and his eyes shall have respect to the Holy One of Israel. Who's the Holy One of Israel, Brother Jeremy?
Jesus.
It's Jesus. He's the only one that was in the flesh that was ever perfect according to the law. In other words, without sin. This creator is Jesus. You can go into the first chapter of Genesis. You can go back into Revelation 19. It tells you who the Word is. We don't have that luxury right now. Let's go back to John, the first chapter. For sake of time, we're just going to keep it going. We're going to make this within an hour. We're not going to make it long and drawn out. John 1, and pick it back up at verse 4, brother. 1 and 4, go ahead.
In him was life, and the life was the light of men.
In him was life, and the life was the light of men. Go ahead, brother.
And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not.
And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. In other words, Jesus came in the flesh. He created all things. He came in the flesh, and Israel and the rest of the world didn't even know it. He was that light coming in darkness, and they were so steeped in sin, they didn't even recognize him as anything but a troublemaker. Go ahead and continue, brother.
Verse 6. There was a man sent from God whose name was John.
Now I'm going to switch it up a little bit. We're going to talk a little bit about John the Baptist. Go ahead.
The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe.
And he came to bear witness of Christ Jesus, or the Messiah, that all men might believe on him. Go ahead.
He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness to that light.
And John the Baptist wasn't the light, but he was sent to bear witness of that light, who was Christ Jesus. The one that's known as the Word. Go ahead and continue, brother.
Verse 9. that was the true light, which cometh, or which lighteth every man that cometh into the world.
And that was the true light which lighteth every man that comes into this world. Let's go to John, the third chapter. Gospel of John 3. Jump ahead two books here, two chapters. And pick it up at verse 19, brother, 3 and 19. Go ahead. And this is our Messiah talking now. Go ahead, brother.
And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light.
That light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light. In other words, men love sin rather than righteousness. What did the Lord say? He said that it repented that he had made man, and why? Because man's heart was only evil continually. It was wicked, and it still is wicked. I could yield the mic right now and call on anybody to take the mic and tell us about some of the crazy stuff you thought about in the past couple of weeks. And I'm not going to have no takers, because we know this heart is wicked. That's why we got to guard this heart, and we have to lead this heart. Tell us where you're at. Continue, brother.
The end of 19.
Yes, sir.
Because their deeds were evil.
Because their deeds were evil, and they didn't want to come out of being wicked. Which is just means to be without law or lawless. Go ahead, brother.
For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light.
Oh, everyone that doeth evil hateth the light. The light represents a lot of things, sisters and brothers, but we know one thing it represents. It represents our Messiah. You do evil, you hate the light? Go ahead, brother.
Neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved.
And neither come to the right, unless your deeds would be reproved. You don't want to come to Jesus, because he's going to reprove you for your walk. You don't want to come to God. You don't want to serve this Heavenly Father, because if you do that, your darkness must be manifested by light. In other words, that darkness got to be put out in the open. Now you've got that opportunity to repent, which means to turn from the way that you're walking contrary to our God. Where you at, brother? Are you done with that?
Verse 21.
Go ahead.
But he that doeth truth cometh to the light.
Ooh, but he that doeth truth cometh to the light. The light is also known as truth. Go ahead, brother.
That his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God.
But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, brought forth, and that they are wrought in God, not in the elements of this world. Let's continue. Let's go to John, the sixth chapter. Go ahead a few chapters. John 6. Let's look at this light. Let's look at Messiah. Let's look at Christ Jesus. John 6. And brother, pick it up at verse 62. 6 and 62. Go ahead.
What end if ye shall see the Son of Man ascend up where he was before?
Uh-huh.
It is the Spirit that quickeneth. The flesh profiteth nothing.
It is the Spirit that quickeneth. The flesh profiteth nothing. Go ahead.
The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life.
The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. Who's the Word of God? Our Messiah, Christ Jesus. It's his words. His words quicken or make alive. It's his words that profiteth something, because the flesh doesn't profit anything. And his words tell you to conduct yourself contrary to the flesh. And his words, they are spirit and they are life. So light is his word. Let's go to John the 17th chapter. What else is this light? What else is this word? John 17. And brother, let's pick it up at verse 16. 17 and 16. Go ahead.
They are not of this world, even as I am not of the world.
Talking about his disciples. Go ahead, brother.
Sanctify men through thy truth.
Sanctify them through thy truth. Go ahead.
Thy word is truth.
Thy word is truth. The word is light. The word is truth. Let's see what else this word is. Let's go to Psalm 119. Psalm 119. Psalm 119. Hey, brother, pick it up. We'll actually read one verse, and then we'll read another verse. Read 105. 119 and verse 105, brother. Go ahead.
Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path.
Thy word is a lamp unto my feet. What's the word? It's truth. And it's a light unto my path. It's our standard. It's our standard of living. Skip to 130 and read 130, brother. Go ahead.
The entrance of thy word giveth light. It giveth understanding unto the simple.
The entrance of thy words giveth light. It giveth understanding unto the simple. The light is the fear of the Lord, sisters and brothers. The light is wisdom and knowledge and understanding. Let's continue. Let's go to Isaiah, the 8th chapter. Isaiah, the 8th chapter. Isaiah 8. Isaiah 8. And, brother, let's pick this up at verse 13. Isaiah 8 and verse 13. When you get there, go ahead and read.
Sanctify the Lord of hosts himself, and let him be your fear.
Set apart the Lord of hosts himself, and let him be your fear. Go ahead.
And let him be your dread.
In other words, let him be where you cast all your worries and all your cares. Don't fear and dread anybody else. Dump it all at the Lord. Let him be your fear. Let him be your dread. Go ahead.
And he shall be for a sanctuary, for a stone of stumbling, and for a rock of offense to both the houses of Israel, for a sign and for a snare, the inhabitations of Jerusalem.
So he shall be for a sanctuary if you let him be your fear and your dread. But if you don't, for a stone of stumbling, for a rock of offense to both the houses of Israel, for a gin and for a snare, to the inhabitants of Jerusalem. In other words, if you don't come to Jesus, that prophet like unto Moses, if you don't listen to him, you don't hearken unto him, your blood's going to be required on your head. Tell us where you're at and continue, brother.
Verse 15.
Yes, sir.
And many among them shall stumble and fall and be broken and be snared.
And many among them shall stumble and fall and be broken and be snared and be taken. That sounds an awful lot like Isaiah the 28th chapter, where it says precept must be upon precept, line upon line, here a little and there a little. And then it goes on to say that some were taken backwards and broken and snared and taken. Sisters and brothers, that isn't talking about going precept upon precept, line upon line, here a little, there a little. That's how you get understanding, is by precept upon precept, line upon line, here a little, there a little. Without being able to do that, we'll never prove Isaiah the 28th chapter, because we'll never come here. What makes us stumble and fall and be broken and snared and be taken is that stone of stumbling and that rock of offense to those that don't believe in our Messiah. It's his word that takes you and snares you if you're not obedient to it. Go ahead and continue, brother.
Verse 16.
Yes, sir.
Bind up the testimony, seal the law among my disciples.
Bind up the testimony and seal the law amongst God's disciples. That's both the old and the new, sisters and brothers. All 66 books. Go ahead, brother.
And I will wait upon the Lord that hideth his face from the house of Jacob, and I will look for him.
Go ahead.
Behold, I and the children whom the Lord hath given me are for signs and for wonders in Israel, from the Lord of hosts, which dwelleth on Mount Zion.
Go ahead, brother.
And when they shall say unto you, seek unto them that have familiar spirits, and unto wizards that peep, and that mutter, should not a people seek unto their God? From the living to the dead.
Uh-huh. In other words, what are you following false doctrine for? Shouldn't you be seeking after your God? The one who's the God of the living? The one who's brought you out of Egypt? The one that's taken care of you? Shouldn't you look unto him instead of all these others that seek familiar spirits and wizards and peep and mutter and all this garbage? Shouldn't you people seek unto your God for the living to the dead? Go ahead, brother.
Verse 20. To the law and to the testimony. If they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them.
To the law and to the testimony. If they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them or no truth in them. Let's continue. Let's go to Ephesians, the second chapter. Ephesians, the second chapter. Ephesians 2. Ephesians 2. And brother, let's pick this up at verse 8. Ephesians 2 and verse 8. Go ahead. When you get it, go ahead, brother.
For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God.
For by grace are ye saved through faith, and it's not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. Doesn't matter what we do, there's nothing that we can do to save ourselves from anything. It's all grace and mercy, sisters and brothers. All grace and mercy. Without grace and mercy, we don't have a shot at nothing. Go ahead, brother.
Verse 9. Not of works, lest any man should boast.
Uh-huh.
For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them.
Where did the Lord before ordain that we should walk in him, in his commandments, statutes, and judgments, or his good works? When he told Adam and Eve, obey my voice. When he said, obey my voice. Go ahead, brother.
Verse 11. Wherefore, remember that ye, being in time past Gentiles in the flesh, were called uncircumcision by that which is called the circumcision in the flesh made by hands.
Uh-huh.
That at the time ye were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world.
So for remember that ye being in times past Gentiles in the flesh, remember who he's talking to now, he's talking to converted Gentiles. So as soon as they got baptized in the name of Jesus and took hold of that covenant and started walking the walk like Israel does, they're no longer Gentiles. They're now Israel. So he's saying, remember that ye being in time past, Gentiles in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision by that which is called the circumcision. Circumcision was Israel. Uncircumcised was just the rest of the nations, the heathen. That at that time you were without Christ, aliens from the commonwealth of Israel. What is the commonwealth of Israel? Our Messiah, our God. And we were strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. Because at that time, Israel didn't even know that it was also for the stranger. Go ahead, brother.
Verse 13.
Uh-huh.
But now in Christ Jesus, ye who sometimes were afar off are made nigh by the blood of Christ.
But now the other nations who were at one time afar off were made nigh. We're brought in close to the covenant by the shed blood of our Messiah. Go ahead, brother.
Verse 14. For he is our peace, who hath made both one and hath broken down the middle wall of partition between us.
He has made both one. Israel and the stranger made us both one. He broke down that middle wall of partition. There's no longer a wall of partition. We're all God's people, and we can all take hold of that covenant. Go ahead, brother.
Having abolished in his flesh the enmity, even the law of commandments contained in ordinances, for to make in himself of twain one new man, so making peace.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
And that he might reconcile both unto God in one body by the cross, having slain the enmity thereby.
And that he might reconcile both unto God in one body by the cross, having slain the enmity thereby. He's going to reconcile both of us into one body. Physical Israel, spiritual Israel, all coming into one body, the body of Christ. Go ahead, brother.
And came and preached peace to you which were afar off, and to them that were not.
Uh-huh.
For through him we both have access by one Spirit unto the Father.
And through our Messiah, we both, Israel and the stranger, have access by one Spirit unto the Father. What's that one Spirit? His Word. The Word that the Father gave to that prophet like unto Moses, that was Christ Jesus. Go ahead, brother.
Now, therefore, ye are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God.
And what are we built upon, brother?
And are built upon that foundation of the apostles and prophets.
The foundation upon the foundation of the apostles and the prophets, the old and the new. Go ahead.
Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone.
Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. Other places says he's the author and finisher of our faith. Let's go to 1 John, the second chapter. 1 John, the second chapter. Sometimes as I'm cutting Jeremy off as he's reading, I get that look like, really, you cut me off again? Let me read this word already. 1 John 2. 1 John 2. Brother, let's pick it up at verse 6. 2 and 6. Go ahead.
He that saith he abideth in him ought himself also to walk, even if he walk.
Yes, sir.
Brethren, I write no new commandment unto you, but an old commandment which ye had from the beginning. The old commandment is the word which ye have heard from the beginning.
The old commandment is the word which ye have heard from the beginning. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. And all things that were made by him. Go ahead, brother.
Again, a new commandment I write unto you, which thing is true in him and in you, because the darkness is past, and the true light now shineth.
So it's an old commandment, the word which you have heard from the beginning, and again a new commandment I write unto you, which thing is true in him and in you, because the darkness is past, and the true light now shineth. Go ahead, brother.
He that saith he is in the light, and hateth his brother, is in darkness even until now.
He that saith he is in the light and hateth his brother is in darkness. Because Messiah didn't come in hate. Our Messiah the first time around came to save the world. Of course, he's not going to save the entire world, but he gave the entire world the opportunity to be saved. And that's why it says that our Heavenly Father so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. But then even in Romans, Paul, when he broke it down, said, by the sin of one, many would be taken, and by the righteousness of one, many would be saved. Not all, because this is a choice, sisters and brothers. This is a choice to come and to serve this mighty God. Tell us where you're at. Continue, brother.
Verse 8.
Yes, sir.
Again, a new commandment I write unto you, which thing is true in him and in you. Because the darkness is past, and the true light now shineth.
I want to read 9 again, too, please.
He that saith he is in the light, and hateth his brother, is in darkness even until now.
Yes, sir. Verse 10.
He that loveth his brother abideth in the light, and there is none occasion of stumbling.
He that loveth his brother abideth in the light, abideth in righteousness, abideth in truth, abideth in the word. And there is no occasion of what? Stumbling in him. Why? Because you don't have a stumbling block anymore. Christ Jesus isn't your stumbling block. He's your prophet like unto Moses, and you're hearkening unto him. You're being obedient to his word. You can't stumble when you're keeping the commandments, sisters and brothers. Go ahead and continue, brother.
But he that hateth his brother is in darkness.
But he that hateth his brother is in darkness. Sisters and brothers, this is deep, but it's so simple. You hate your brother. You don't have any part of Christ Jesus. Brother Joel broke this down the other day. Go ahead, brother.
And walketh in darkness, and knoweth not whither he goeth, because that darkness hath blinded his
eyes. That darkness, that lawlessness has blinded you, because wicked darkness, it all means to be lawless or without God. Go ahead, brother.
I write unto you, little children, because your sins are forgiven you for his name's sake.
I write unto you, little children, because your sins are forgiven you. Who's John writing to? He's writing to saints. Because your sins are forgiven you for Christ Jesus' sake. Let's continue, sisters and brothers. Let's go to Proverbs, the fourth chapter. Proverbs, the fourth chapter. Proverbs 4. Proverbs 4. And brother, pick it up in verse 14. 4 and 14. Go ahead.
Enter not into the path of the wicked, and go not in the way of the evil men.
Uh-huh.
Avoid it, pass not by it, turn from it, and pass away.
Avoid it, pass not by it, turn away from it. Don't pass away from it. Cross the street. Don't go near any path of the wicked. Go ahead, brother.
For they sleep not. Except they have done mischief,
uh-huh.
And their sleep is taken away unless they cause some to fall.
Ain't that something? But the servant of God, when his head hits the pillow, his sleep is deep, man, and it's righteous. Go ahead, brother.
verse 17.
Yes, sir.
For they eat the bread of wickedness and drink the wine of violence.
Uh-huh.
But the path of the just is as the shining light.
But the path of the just is as the shining light. Go ahead.
It shineth more and more unto the perfect day.
It shineth more and more unto the perfect day. Because if you're walking in darkness, you're bumping into stuff. You can be of harm to yourself and of harm to others. But when you flip the light on and that light is a light unto your path, now you can see. Now there is no danger. Because you've taken hold of the light. The darkness doesn't have any effect on you anymore, sisters and brothers. Go ahead and continue, brother.
The way of the wicked is as darkness. They know not of what they stumble.
Uh-huh.
My son, attend unto my words. Incline thine ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart.
Let them not depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart. Keep them in the midst of your heart, sisters and brothers. These words. Attend to my words. Incline thy ear unto my sayings. And let them not depart from thine eyes. And keep them in the midst of your heart. His word, sisters and brothers. It quickens us. It makes us alive. Let's go to Matthew, the fifth chapter. Matthew, the fifth chapter. So we take hold of that righteousness. And that righteousness, that word that is truth, that light that shines in dark places, it's righteousness, sisters and brothers. And just like the Lord told Israel, that if you take hold of my commandments, my covenant, you'll be a peculiar people, you'll be a kingdom, a priest, and a holy nation. Then when you went into Deuteronomy, the fourth chapter, he told you what that meant. It was their obedience to his word was going to be a light. Matthew 5, and brother, pick this up at verse 14. Let's see what the Lord told us to do with that righteousness. Matthew 5 and 14. Go ahead.
Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid.
He says, we're the light of the world. Our righteousness is the light of the world. Go ahead, brother.
Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house.
And when you light a candle, you don't put it under a bushel. You put it on a candlestick to give light, to illuminate the darkness. That's exactly what our conversation, our conduct is supposed to do. Our righteousness is supposed to be a beacon to the other nations. Go ahead, brother.
Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven.
And that our good works, that light, that glorifies our Father that's in heaven. That glorifies our Heavenly Father. When you're kind to someone, you see them, they're down on the dumps, they got holes all up in their jeans, it's 20 degrees, they're on the side of the highway, outside the one of your cities or whatever, they got a cup in their hand, the gloves got holes in them, you dump a quarter in the cup and they go, oh, praise God, bless you. That's glorifying your Father in heaven. Your righteousness, your light shining, it just glorifies your Heavenly Father. Go ahead and continue, brother.
Verse 17, think not that I am come to destroy the law or the prophets. I am not come to destroy it, but fulfill.
Uh-huh.
For verily I say unto you, though heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law, till all be fulfilled.
In other words, not one part of what's written will even be smudged till all be fulfilled. Go ahead, brother.
Whosoever therefore shall break one of these least commandments and shall teach men, so he shall be called the least in the kingdom of heaven.
Uh-huh.
But whosoever shall do and teach them, the same shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven.
That doesn't need any explanation. I don't care in what language, and I don't care in what type of old English, new English, backward English. That doesn't need an interpretation. Verse 20, brother.
For I say unto you, that except your righteousness shall exceed the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, ye shall in no case enter into the kingdom of heaven.
Because the scribes and the Pharisees kept the law by appearance, but their hearts were wicked. They had the wrong spirit. They taught about keeping the commandments, and they kept the commandments for the most part, mainly for show and for false pride. The Lord said, that's not the way to do it. You want to have a shot at the kingdom of heaven? Your righteousness better exceed the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees. other words, you got to bring the right spirit. Let's go to 2 Corinthians, the fourth chapter. 2 Corinthians 4. 2 Corinthians 4. And brother, pick this up at verse 1. 2 Corinthians 4 and verse 1. Go ahead.
Therefore, seeing we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we faint not, but have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in craftiness, nor handling the word of God deceitfully.
So therefore, seeing we have this ministry, as we have received mercy from our Heavenly Father, we faint not. We stand in the gap, sisters and brothers, and we do that standing in the gap by renouncing the hidden things. We clean up the secret places, sisters and brothers. Remember, our righteousness has to exceed that of the scribes and Pharisees. And the Lord told the Pharisees, you better clean the inside of that cup up first. Make it as pretty as the outside looks to be. Get in there and clean that secret place, that inside of that cup. The hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in craftiness, and especially handling the word of God deceitfully. But how are we walking, brother? Go ahead.
But by manifestation of the truth.
The truth, a manifestation of the word of God? Go ahead.
Of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost.
Go ahead, brother.
In whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not.
Which believe not. And if they believed, what would happen? Go ahead.
Let the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them.
Let the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. This light, sisters and brothers, that we're supposed to be letting shine bright is the gospel of Christ Jesus. The covenant. That hope that is within us, that we're supposed to share with others with meekness and fear. Not with false pride and dead Santas or arrows through Easter bunnies or any of the other garbage that supposed saints do this time of year. What kind of light is that? What are you trying to draw with that? Because you're certainly not drawing people to the Father that way. That's that wrong spirit. That's not a light shining. Tell us where you're at. Continue, brother.
Verse 5.
Yes, sir.
For we preach not ourselves.
Because we don't preach ourselves. This isn't ours. Is this your message, Jeremy? No. Is this my message? No. If this was my message, you'd be catching me Friday night, 8 o'clock, ABC, NBC, Fox, CBS. Also, this week only, live on TNT and TBS, Brother Paul bringing his message of hope. That even sounds foolish. This isn't mine. For we preach not ourselves. Go ahead, brother.
But Christ Jesus the Lord.
Amen.
And ourselves, your servants for Jesus' sake.
And ourselves, your servants for Jesus' sake. Minister means to do what? To serve. Verse 6, brother.
For God, who commanded the light to shine out of the darkness, hath shined in our hearts.
Yes, sir.
To give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God. In the face of Jesus Christ.
The truth of this word is shining in our hearts, and it gives light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ to everyone that we deal with in righteousness, letting our light shine. Let's go to Philippians, the second chapter. Philippians, the second chapter, brother, we're going to read one verse. Philippians 2. Philippians 2 and verse 15, brothers, go ahead.
That ye may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom ye shine as the lights of the world.
That you may be blameless and harmless. How are you blameless and harmless? You're taking hold of the covenant, and you're walking according to God's stature. His statutes, his commandments, his judgments, his laws. You're walking according to that standard, right? So you may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke, in the middle of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom ye shine as lights in this world. Your righteousness is shining. Let's go to 2 Peter, the first chapter. We got just a few more places after this. 2 Peter, the first chapter. 2 Peter 1. 2 Peter 1, and pick it up in verse 19, brother. 1 and 19, go ahead.
We have also a more sure word of prophecy.
A more sure word of prophecy. They were eyewitnesses to our Messiah. Go ahead, brother.
Whereunto ye do well, that ye take heed, as unto a light that shineth in a dark place, until the day dawn, and the day star arise in your heart.
In other words, until you get some understanding. Go ahead, brother.
Knowing this first, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation.
No prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation. If anybody tells you they got something from the Lord, run. Because the Scriptures interpret themselves. Not some joker sitting on his couch one night and the Lord came unto me and told me to write some book to tell you how to walk and gain salvation. It's already been written. Go ahead, brother.
For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost.
And then these Israelites put it in a book. Let's go to 1 Thessalonians, the fifth chapter. 1 Thessalonians 5. 1 Thessalonians 5, and let's pick it up in verse 4, brother. 5 and 4, go ahead.
But ye brethren are not in darkness, that that day should overtake you as a thief.
Uh-huh.
You're all children of light, and the children of the day. We are not of the night, nor of darkness.
So now this is talking about the return of the Lord. He's going to come as a thief in the night. And it says, but you, brethren, are not in darkness, that the day should overtake you as a thief. That because you are the children of light, the children of the day, we're not of the night nor of the darkness. In other words, we're righteous. We're waiting for our Messiah to return. We're not over here being slothful, being drunkards and reveling and everything else. Go ahead and continue, brother.
Therefore, let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober.
Because we're the children of the light and we're not of the night nor of darkness, let us therefore not sleep as do others, but watch and be sober. Other places says be sober, be vigilant. Go ahead, brother.
For they that are asleep, sleep in the night, and they that be drunken are drunken in the night.
In other words, they're not watching. They're not doing what's required of them, waiting on our Messiah to return. They're not seeking God with everything that they have, with a whole heart, with a perfect heart and a perfect mind. Go ahead, brother.
But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for an helmet, the hope of salvation.
God read about that in the whole armor of God, huh? Go ahead, brother.
For God hath not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes, sir.
Who died for us, that whether we take, that whether we wake or sleep, we should live together with him.
In other words, whether we're alive or whether we're dead when he returns, we're going to get our change and live together with him. Go ahead.
Verse 11. Wherefore, comfort yourselves together and edify one another, even as also ye do.
Yes, sir, and take comfort in that fact, that if you're righteous in God's eyes and you're waiting for him to return, when he does return, we'll get that reward. That's that hope that we live in. Let's go to John, the 8th chapter, and then we have one other place after this. John 8. John 8. And one verse, brother, verse 12, 8 and 12.
Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life.
Jesus said, I am the light of the world. He that follows me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. What is he talking about here? Let's find out. Let's end it here. Revelation, the 21st chapter. Revelation 21. What Jesus is telling you there, sisters and brothers, that if you walk according to his commandments, you're going to make it in the kingdom. Revelation 21, and pick it up at 23, brother. 21 and 23. Bring us home.
And the city had no need of the sun, neither of the moon to shine in it, for the glory of God did lighten it, and the land is the light thereof.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
And the nations of them which are saved shall walk in the light of it.
The nations of them which are saved shall walk in the light of it. Go ahead, brother.
And the kings of the earth do bring their glory and honor unto it. And the gates of it shall not be shut, at all by day, for there shall be no night
yes,
there.
Yes, sir, go ahead.
And they shall bring the glory and honor of the nations into it.
Uh-huh.
And there shall in no wise enter into it anything that defileth, neither whatsoever worketh abomination, or maketh a lie, but they which are written in the Lamb's book of life.
But they that are written in the Lamb's book of life, sisters and brothers. And Jesus is the light of that kingdom. Him and our Heavenly Father, they're the light. That's why Jesus said in John the 8th chapter, verse 12, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. Sisters and brothers, a bright, shining light. It's our righteousness that's supposed to shine and be an example to the rest of the nations, so that as the Father draws others and seeds are planted and seeds are watered and He grants increase, He does all that by using our light, that bright shining light, our righteousness. So sisters and brothers, I thank you for the opportunity to rightly divide God's word, and I hope somebody got something from these scriptures.
Amen. Wow. Now, I'm going to tell you, you know, a lot of us have not really taken into consideration that we are the light of the world. One is we don't want to be because we understand our darkness. It's kind of hard to receive the light if you can see your darkness, man. That's hard, man. I mean, you know, it's like you almost like, man, how is that? Then people be saying, man, you know, that was a great lesson, and man, the Lord is really dealing with you, and you looking at yourself like, man, you just don't know. Oh my God, I need so much prayer.
Man.
You know, but you are the light of the world, and because of that spirit, He's using you. He uses you because you're able to see your darkness. And that's the key of being the light of the world, that we're able to see our darkness, man. And people think you're the light of the world because you up teaching and preaching and stuff like that. Oh, man, you're the light of the world when you can see your darkness and then show somebody, look, I'm coming out of this darkness. You know, come on, come out of it with me. Let's walk to the light together. You know, let's walk to the Father. Stand up before God. Man, Paul, this awesome peace, bro. Awesome
Praise
peace. Jeremy, man, you did a wonderful job. I mean, man, that was phenomenal. You know, phenomenal reading.
Very
phenomenal.
Good.
Great job, brother. Great job. What do you say? You know, people think, you know, just because you come out of the bath water, you know, that's bath water. Your baptism, which is what it is, you know, and you are, you're being washed, right? But people think because you come out of the baptism, you're immediately in the light. No. The minute you in the light is that you're able to see your sins. Now you can see your darkness and your hidden secrets about yourself. That's when you in the light. And a lot of people, and that's what Jesus Christ warned us about. If it's okay, Paul, I share one script.
Absolutely.
I'm going to sneak two in. St. John chapter 1, and it's this. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. This is the light that's going to show you your darkness. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made. And He was a life, and the life was the light of man. And the light shineth in darkness, and darkness comprehended it not. What is this light? What is this darkness? The light is the truth, like your brother, like Paul said. Then this is that thing right here. St. John 3, and it says this. It says, and this is the commendation. This is the condemnation. The light is coming to the world. And man loved darkness rather than the light because their deeds were evil. And everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deed may be manifested, that they may be wrought in God. See, that's the difference. When you're in the light, you see your wickedness. You see your darkness, and you able to approach God with that because you're trying to be delivered. But if you wicked and you don't want to really see yourself for what you are or trying to be delivered, you're not going to come to the light, man. You're not even going to open your Bible to read it because that light going to bust your sins wide open. Great precept, Jew. Absolutely.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
See, another thing that people don't realize, too, with our righteousness isn't just we're walking straight, we're not lying, cheating, and stealing. Our righteousness is also when we fall short, how we react when we fall short. Are we quick to make amends? Are we quick to not let the sun go down on our wrath? All that's part of the righteous walk. Righteous man falls seven times but gets back up again. It's all part of the righteous walk. Not just look at me, how holy I am, but look at me, how I react in all things using the Word of God as my standard.
You nailed it, Paul. You know, one more place because I gotta hit that with the Word. Psalms 51, and he said this. He said, hide thy face from my sins, blot out all my iniquities. Wait a minute. First thing first, he said, for I acknowledge my transgressions and my sins are ever before me. Okay, so he's confessing them. That's what he said. You come into the light, confessing your faults.
Amen.
He said, hide thy face from my sins, blot out all my iniquity, create in me a clean heart, O God, renew in me a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit, that I will teach transgressors thy ways, and sinners shall be converted unto thee. That's that thing you just got through talking about. Your righteousness is that you're able to go there. And you're able to teach transgressors, man, I ain't no different than you.
Yeah.
The difference between me and you is that the Father taught us how to approach God. You need to learn how to approach him so he can have mercy on your sins. I'm not trying to save you. He's the only one that can save you. You know, so, yeah, this is a big-time beautiful piece, brothers, you know. We got to check ourselves. We just take so much for granted. You know, all this good stuff that the Lord has given us, man, and we just take it for granted like we just happened on it. We supposed to get it. We was born with it. Just still being thankful that the Lord has given us a mind to perceive it, man. Because he don't have to. And he can take it away. That's why he said, don't take your Holy Spirit away from us. You can take that thing, and you won't be able to comprehend. We take too much for granted. We take him for granted and his mercy. Love this, man. Great precept. A yield of might. Any more comments? Mics is open. No? Okay. Well, Brother Paul, any closing comments?
Grace and peace in Jesus' name. Endure and make it another week to the Sabbath. That's where we find most of our peace. It was an honor and a privilege, and I will talk with everyone at the appointed time.
God willing, we live, brother. Amen, amen. Well, want to say once again, man, great precept, great precept. I love this title, man. That shining, what the? Wait a minute. I don't want to misquote it.
Bright shining light.
A bright shine. I didn't want to misquote the title, but it's a
love
bright shining, yeah,
bright
a bright shining light. A bright shining light. You know, that's everything. That's from the him, his face, to your face, to them. And that's what happened with Moses, man. From his face to Moses' face to the people's face. God bless you, man, for he shined upon your face to even bring this.
Amen.
You either have a concept of this, a consciousness of this, if he didn't shine his face upon your face, Paul.
Amen.
Great,
amen.
Great job reading, Jeremy, man. That was rock solid, Jack. You becoming a hammer with them scripts, brother. Keep that up.
Praise God.
Man, love that. I'm going to pin Ray. I would give a high five, but she a chick, so. I don't give girls high fives. Anyway. Anyway, grace and peace, everyone. Hallelujah. Great precept, Brother Paul of the Fellowship of the Spirit. You want to be back here Tuesday evening with Bob Farr and the Philadelphia Assemblies. A lesson to be announced, and God willing, we live. We'll be there to fellowship with the Philadelphia Assemblies. So, with that being said, as we say here at the Sounds of Living Waters, do what?
Read your Bible.
Read your Bible.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
Teach the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under his love and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we're talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.